I write to you for the last time from my deathbed, oh dear mother. My health is gone, I'm fading fast, and I fear I'll not recover. I've lost 100 pounds, my hair, my sight, and this illness had its nexus the day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas. As you know, in Tennessee, you fed us normal things. Yeah, like Tabasco seasoned barbecue and spicy chicken wings. But I've got a friend down here in Texas who's a chili cook-off judge. And on the day of the statewide cook-off, he lay sick and could not budge. I'm sicker than a dog, he said. You'll have to take my place. Now all you do is pick the chili you like after giving them all a taste. So of course I did what I had to do to help out my old friend. But that decision ruined my life and brought me to this sorry end. Do not eat Texas chili, mama, or you will surely die. Don't even mention Texas chili to me. I will tell you why. Just the thought will fire up memories that will wreck my solar plexus. Of the day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas. They led me to the judge's stand and sat me in my place. Put 3 bowls of chili in front of me, just to sample, just to taste. Number one was dragon's breath, and it had such a nice aroma. I took a big old bite that nearly slipped into a coma. Oh, sweet Lord, what is this stuff? My uvula's on fire. My ears are ringing and my nose is running and my feet are starting to perspire. Then number two was called flamethrower, and it was not misnamed. One taste, my eyes, ears, nose, and throat all shot out long blue flames. Help somebody, call 911. I don't think I can breathe. I can't seem to catch my breath, and all I can do is wheeze. Then I heard somebody screaming uncontrollably. I turned to see who it was, and Lord have mercy, it is me. The winner was simply Charlie's Chili. Sounded innocent enough, but it knocked me backwards off the stand with one taste of the stuff. I got up running, looking for a doctor or an ice cold bottle of water. I downed a keg of beer and 6 snow cones, and it only made me hotter. It's been a year now, and I can only sip a smoothie now and then. If I try some solid food, the flames flare up again. I'm gone and burned and blistered from my mouth down to my colon. And what little skin that's left at all is inflamed and badly swollen. So I write to you, dear mother, just to say goodbye and to warn you and the family of one thing before I die. Do not eat Texas chili, it'll put you in the ground. And even if you should survive, you won't be able to sit down. Do not eat Texas chili, mama, or you will surely die.
You will surely
Don't even die. Mention Texas chili to me, and I will tell you why. Just the thought will fire up memories that'll wreck my solar plexus. Other day I judged the red hot chili cook-off in Jalapeno, Texas.